hypocrites. They can't pray. I believe that the fervent, righteous prayer of a righteous man, it availeth much. There ain't nothing like praying daughters of Zion. What you have today is gossiping and busybody women, full of hell and sin, full of lust. They love Walmart more than they love the prayer book. They love Goodwill more than they love the prayer book. They love lying and snickering more than they love the prayer book. They love folly more than they love the prayer book. They love the feet, the greedy lust for flesh more than they love the prayer book. They love the lust of the eyes and the lust of the flesh and the pride of life more than they love the prayer book. They will sin against your way. I'm sure there ain't no time spent there. Got time for Walmart and Kmart. But ain't got time for him. Got time for television and snapping your jaws full of every kind of unclean thing there is. But no time for him. So Yahweh is one that knows his people personally. You know, we got this crazy mentality that if one called their father by their name, that's dishonor. That's not a dishonor to a daddy. No, it's not. Clifford Martin. What's an honor that his son recognized? He understanding that name of Cliff Martin, what fulfills that name? Yes, he does. And that's the truth. That's not a dishonor. Not one bit at all. Not one bit at all. It's not a dishonor. We've even taken the extreme titles of Yahweh. We've associated them with man. He is the Heavenly Father. He is a father. Until they got them a pope that they call Holy Father. He's not a Holy Father. He's a foul thing of darkness. And many of these men that call themselves fathers, they ain't fathers. They ain't nothing but seed producers. That's all. Produce youngins. This generation doesn't love your way. Man doesn't care for someone's soul. How can he care? Open rebuke is better than secret love. There ain't nothing like open rebuke telling you your sins. That's what scripture says. Did he lie on that one? We try to dress things up for our own corrupt ways. You're going to lose your soul taken away from the word of Yahweh and trying to add to it. He gave us authority unto men. He did not give it unto any woman to rule or to lead any man. He gave it unto men. He never gave a woman that kind of power to go to a man for any kind of revelation. And she has revelation, she ought to pray. They may change something in them. I'm a preacher. No, you were saved before you got to be known. That's why Yahweh sent you here, so that you could get assurance in your salvation. You can't even have faith unless you have a preacher. He can't even preach unless you always send him. That's what this ecumenical spirit is. Say, well, I don't need nobody. You're a flat out liar. What do they call Joshua? Is he not the chief shepherd? Was he a preacher? Did Peter and them need him? Did Luke need him? Did they not need him? All right then. You always say he gives pastors out to his own heart to keep you from your abominations? From your sins? That's a part of this ecumenical spirit today. They say, well, I don't need no one. I can shoot God for myself. And what they call a God is a vile, corrupt, insidious, wicked thing. They're so polluted and so corrupt, they don't know Yahweh. And that's the truth. It doesn't say, yeah, you don't have to, it's not hard to understand what I'm saying. This is easy here. You don't have to try to figure it out. I don't want to throw any words. I said just like it is. I preach this way all my life, but I ain't going to stop preaching this way. Feed if you all. I don't write your spirit. Little Harris said the other day, she said, we were sitting there, she says, Omega's jealous. Well, she doesn't even really know what jealous is. I said, what do you mean? Because I'm up here with you. And she looked over there, Brother Al, she said, Brother Al's jealous too. I said, Brother Al's not jealous. I said, Brother Allen, he loves me so as a friend that he lost everything for his friend. Lost his wife, lost others to stand with his friend. I said, his wife left him, Hannah? She said, she did. I said, yeah. I said, his wife left him. He lost his family. He lost her. He lost the love of his life. I said, that's a friend, Hannah. I said, no greater love than that than a friend will lay down his life for another friend. I said, so he's not jealous. He showed me his friendship. He showed me that he loved me because he let it all go. There's no greater love than that. They're not friends, saints. Yet the scripture said to judge us. And we judge ourselves in Scripture. No, we will judge you in Scripture, but don't judge me in Scripture. I will condemn you by the same Scripture, but I will not condemn me by the same Scriptures. I will judge you by the same Scripture, but I will not judge you by the same Scripture. The Scripture talks about a virtuous woman, and her character, and her ability, and the purity of her spirit. That's what it talks about. Men look at her, they call up as what a glorious looking sister. They exalt her. They love her character and her spirit. No greater love than that a friend, he will lay down his life. He will sacrifice his life for another friend. Don't tell me that's friendship. Even Messiah prayed for his apostles. He didn't pray for the world, but he prayed for them. That thou mayest keep them. And that should have been your prayer. Keep Pastor Robert's father. He's brought us a long way. Same thing they did to Moses. You compare yourself with Moses? No, I just know the one that Moses knew. He said that Moses knew him by name. Now, what name did Moses know him by? Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob knew him by the name of El Shaddai, Almighty. He said, but Moses knew me by my name. What by my name? If he knows us by our name, then what name did Moses know him by? By what name? By what name? His name is not insignificant. That's what this ecumenical, this vile spirit has taught us today. His name is not insignificant. He has a name. And in that name, when you find, just answer that question. What is the Father's name? Is his name Lord God? Then that's the name. There's no Jesus. And his name is Lord God too. He's Lord. There's no Jesus. You find the Father's name. You will find the Son's name. And if you search Scripture and you study Scripture, you will see it so evident as you study. The more you study, you'll see it as so plain. You see how we miss that. Sister called me. She said, Pastor Robert, how ignorant we've been. How we missed that? One of the same sisters that fought against that name. She said, how do we miss it? I don't understand. I just bless you always that he opened it up to me. I see it so clearly. It's there. It's this religious whore. We've been brought up under this religious doctrine, this religious whore. That's why folks think they're right and they're not right. There are no apostle women. There are no prophet women. There are no bishops, no pastors, none whatsoever. There are no overseers. There are no women overseers. None whatsoever. None whatsoever. Well, if I'm a false brother, if I'm teaching a false brother, don't you know if I'm teaching a false doctrine? Don't you know that you're all under the damnation of that false doctrine? And I'm teaching a false doctrine. Don't you know he brought you in for me to fill you with false doctrines? I'm not preaching a false doctrine. I'm preaching Messiah. Him crucified. I just simply know his name. That's all. I know his name is Messiah. Yahweh has anointed Yah. The anointing of Yah. Yah is the self-existent one. He had no beginning and no end. And yet in the Garden of Eden, that was the beginning of this Godship. Gods. That's where it began, right there. The gods. Because Satan, when he rebelled against you, always said, look, I'm, it's this glory on me that covered for you. You always said, you're fool, don't you know I made you? Don't you know I'm the one that put all those beautiful, beautiful stones there? Don't you know who made you? It's one thing that these children will know. They will know their father. They will know where they came from. They came of the seed of the father. What seed of our Father we have in us? The Scripture says in 1 Corinthians chapter 8. I want to read this. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 5 and 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 5. Look what Scripture says. For though there be that are called gods. Is that what it says? I read it like it says in that text. For though there be that are called gods, whether in heaven or in earth. Now it says gods that did it. It did not say a god, but it said gods. He said, whether they're in heaven, so you know if they're in heaven, they're above this earth here. And you tell me there are gods in the earth? As there be gods many, and lords many. There are many lords and there are many gods. There's only one Yahweh. For his name is more excellent than God. For there be gods, there are many. But which God is he compared to? He said, but to us, there is but one Yahweh. That's all it is. That's one Yahweh, the Father of whom of all things, and we in him,
and one master, Yeshua, the Messiah, by whom are all things, and we by him. We came unto the Father by him. There be many lords and many gods, but there's only one Yahweh. There's only one self-existing one. There are many gods that have been made. There are many lords that are made, but there's only one Yahweh. There's only one. There are not two. There are not three. There are not five. There's only one, saints. Only one. And he's Yahweh. Many gods. You are God. Even Messiah, Yahweh says that in the book of Psalms, but he brings judgment upon them too. He tells you what he means when he says that too. And that's what this wicked world is using. We are gods too. Yeah, you are. You rule your own destiny, your own will. Now, if he's our master, we've been bought with a price. Now, we're no more our own. So we don't do what we want to do. We do what he commands us to do. Hey, but one way to read that, there'll be many gods. There'll be many lords, but there's only one Yahweh. There's only one El Shaddai. There's only one mighty one. There's only one that reigns in the heavens, above the heavens. Only one. There are gods in the cosmic heavens. Last night, I could sense that vile thing. I could sense the spirit even here. Matter of fact, I got up and said, whoa, I thought someone had come on the land. There's a wicked world, saints. They glorify goblins and demons and unclean things. They glorify them. They think it's a small thing. They do. I'm telling you, saints, it doesn't take you long for that spirit to kind of grab hold of you. It'll grab hold of you, too. And you'll do things in a sly way, but it will grab hold of you. That's why Yahweh, he took his people, when he took them out of Egypt, he took them from the flesh parts and all. He brought them to a place whereby they could cry out and they were going to suffer things for him. He has suffered the shame of the ostracizing and speaking against his name. He said, come on out here. I'm going to feed you with food that is convenient to your soul. Now that's what he's trying to do, saints. Because in that world, you're going to vex your righteous soul every day with the filthy conversation of the wicked. You see how they live, what they do, what they say, how they act. That must be a place of refuge. And this hour we're going to have to be in a refuge. And that's the truth. We're going to have to be in a place where we're going to be able to hear him. We're going to have to be spiritual people, saints. We can't be natural people. We can't go on some natural emotion and some feeling. We got to go on what the Spirit says, the law of the Spirit. And if Yahweh speaks it, it's a spiritual law. And we got to obey that. We can't obey some kind of tradition. That's what the Jews have done. And that's what this apostate world has done. They've gone on traditions. And there are all kinds of gods. Say what you want to. They have the God of the Baptists, God of the Methodists, and they don't even agree with each other. And they all say they love God. What God are they loving? They love their Baptist God. They love their Methodist God. They love their Pentecostal God. Their apostolic God. Their First Baptist God. Their Second Baptist. They're so discreet in their God. They got a First Baptist God. They got a Second Baptist God. They got a Presbyterian God. They got a First Presbyterian Baptist God. They got all kinds of Baptist churches. And nothing but whole houses. And they all got different gods. They don't need much fellowship because no God is going to give his glory just like Yahweh said. I would not give my glory to another. And no God is going to give his glory to another God. And so the First Baptist is not going to give his glory to the Second Baptist. They're not going to do it, saints. And that's why there's no oneness there with them all. They're not going to give their glory to no other God. And that's the truth. I love you, brothers and sisters. I tell you the truth. It's going to take, I shared to one of the brothers, Brother Dale, I was talking, I said, Brother Dale, you must understand that he's an austere man. He's very hard. He is hard. He's an austere man. I say, isn't that austere that he takes the gift from the wand that put it around? At least he had to give when he came, but he called him a wicked and a slothful servant. He cast him into hell. We don't think that that's the same wand. The one that you know is not that way because you don't know him. I said, brother, what a tragedy. It seemed like a tragedy. He would take the one from him, and then he would take it from him and give it to the one that got five. He called him a wicked and a slothful servant. He'd take him and cast him out into everlasting darkness, into the fire of hell. That's what he did. Now, this is the Yahweh that you think you know. This is the one that has inscribed this book here. You don't know that one. You know your God. Your God. It accepts every kind of gift, every kind of offering. It's filthy, it's vile, it's fleshly, it's carnal. That's what it is. It's hateful. It doesn't love. It doesn't know how to love. Nothing pure about it. It's full of sin, full of hell, full of respect. No, you can't do that. The love of Yahweh has no respect of person. No, it doesn't. You love your neighbor as you love yourself. You love the saints. You love the brotherhood. We have an opportunity to scripture say to do good unto all men, especially now, especially to the saints.
especially to them. And I'm going to be especially vigilant and diligent with the people of Yahweh. And I'm going to do that until I die. I mean that from my heart, saints. I'm not here no false pretense. I'm not here to gain anything at all, because there's nothing for me to gain but my soul in the eternal glory of Yahweh or in the eternal separation. I want to stand before the Father. I'm not preaching for money. I'm not preaching for goods. I'm not preaching for accolades or some kind of recognition. I'm not preaching for some vast mass crowd or something like that. I simply want the people of Yahweh to hear what He says in their hearts to receive it through nothing else. I don't need no fame. I want glory to go unto Him. All glory be unto Him. There's nothing that I want. Nothing. There's nothing I desire. I can't think of what I want. There's nothing I think of what I want. I just want more of Him. Want His name to be exalted. While I got time left on this earth, I'm going to exalt it. That's going to be the call letters of our low power radio station. WVOY, Word, Voice of Yahweh. It will be the voice of Yahweh. Him speaking to a house. That's what it's going to be. Words. Voice of Yahweh. Glory to Yahweh Almighty. No, I have nothing to gain. Nothing. I want Him to know me personally. Now, what is a father that doesn't know his son personally? That's not a father. Only a father knows his son personally. He knows his son personally. A father knows his daughter personally. He knows her personally. And Yahweh knows us personally. That's why He called you by name. David, James, John. He called you by name. Cleela, Joseph, Yosef. That's how He calls you. He calls you by name. Alan, Chris. He knows your name, son. He does. That's why He calls you by name, and you know He's calling you. When He reproves you, you know He's calling you. When He tells you the sin of your heart, you know He's calling you. He's calling you. That's you, Chris. That's you, David. That's you, Gene. We're full of vanity. We're full of deceit. We're full of sin, saints. We've got to get our hearts right. Ain't no time to play. No time to play religion. I don't want to play religion. I don't want to play some kind of Christian. I'm not here to play that. I'm here to cry against sin. He told Ezekiel, you go into the city. And he said, you mock everyone. You ain't crying and trying to get sinned. He said, you go put an ink, take the ink horn. He said, you go forth and you go and you mark everyone that cry and try against wickedness, against the sin of the city. And he said, when the destroyer comes, he's going to destroy every last one of them that do not have the mark on their forehead. His name must be written in our foreheads. And that was the mark in the house of Israel, the name of Yahweh. And this generation is not crying and sighing against wickedness. They side with it. They love it. They honor wickedness. They stole it. They promote it. They give us strength. We are not the strength of the hand of the wicked. We're not of the strength of our own wicked hands, our own wicked ways. Our ways that are corrupt before Yahweh. You are not the strength in that. You are not the strength unto that, your feelings, your emotions. And you know they're wrong. You know it doesn't glorify the Father. You are not the strength unto that. And Satan hasn't changed. He said, eat of this tree. You'll be your own God. Nobody's going to tell me nothing. Pastor Robert ain't telling me nothing. I do what I want to. I know. Yahweh's not going to tell you anything. That's why he said, put rulers there. They're not a terror unto good work. But if you do evil, you better be afraid. He put rulers. He said, all of that rule well, he's worth the double honor. I've ruled well for 19, 20 years, and all of a sudden I'm worth the dishonor? Can't be. Especially those that labor in doctrine and in truth. I labor in the word of Yahweh. They labor in gospel, I labor in truth. I seek to know what the word says. That's a vile, wicked spirit. Think he's going to come out hearing the word preach. He has chosen by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. What a man believes, he wants to hear the preaching. How beautiful are the feet of them that bring. Yet they are told that their feet are beautiful. Why? Because they bring the glad tidings. They preach the power of this truth. Notice it's just as hard for them to receive the name of Yahweh as was when Messiah says to all of those that follow him, he had fed them with fishes and loaves. Now I fed them for 10, 15 years, some 10, 5, 3, whatever. And he said, first of all, you must eat my flesh and drink my blood. And they say it's a hard saying. They say that's a hard thing. That name Jesus, I can't receive that. No, I receive your name, Yahweh. I ain't gonna fight against it. This old man, you always send this old man here the latter part of his life. He said, I've always wondered, Pastor Roberts. I've only heard two other men that use that really that expression. You and another brother. He said, I know it's so. He can argue, then fight. I know it's so. A witness in the old man's soul. And I watch how you always been driving him back every Saturday. Just come to the house of Yahweh. Sure he has. Making preparation. trip on home one day. Don't know when, but it's a trip going home. That's a countdown. And that's for sure. That's a fact. That's a countdown for you too. You're just as close as he are. That's the truth. And the Father moves upon an old man's heart like that. Educated man, bright, intelligent, yet he knows truth. That's the truth. That's the truth. I've always wondered. He showed me things in his old text he had. He said, Pastor, I've always looked. I've written it down many years ago. Always wondered. Why is it that he has no name? He has a name. He's not Lord God. That's why we ever say Lord God, because it's the spirit of this ecumenical type of religious that has taken over the world. Everybody now, they have faith according to my faith. My faith. That's the truth. They don't talk about Yahweh. They don't even, I'll listen to that 98 point something radio station. They don't even sing the songs. They don't even use the name Jesus. They don't even use that name. They don't use it. You say what you want to. Just use Lord and God. And everything they seem kind of secular. Yet he is able. No, y'all is able. Amen. Y'all is able. That's what scripture says. It tells us to sing unto Yahweh. That's what it says. Sing praises unto what? His name. That's what he says. It says, sing unto Yahweh. Sing praises unto his name. That ain't hard to understand. To his name. It's not just authority. You know, it's something about that word in the text, because if you do this research, you will find out that the word, when Yahweh used the words in the Hebrew text, see, the Hebrew is such a precise language. When he used the word name, it used the word Shem. Shem. That means the personal name. That means the personal name. Shem. S-H-E-E-M. Shem. That means his personal name. That's a totally different word when he used the name for authority. A hajah, I can't recall it, but it's one of the two. It's one, it sounds something like that. I'll have to go back. But I know that for the name, for the person's name, Shem. Praise him by his Shem. So you know that's his name. What name? Well, he's going to glorify his name again. And he said, extol him. Now, that's what scripture says, extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name. By now, his name. Do you reject that? You're a fool. Every word of Yahweh is pure. You can reject some of it. Well, that's Old Testament. Well, then you quote that, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. You quote that, don't you? You're a hypocrite. That's what this generation is, a generation of hypocrisy. They quote Psalms and say, well, that's what that name. But they, the 23rd, they all know. They teach their children and all that. But that Psalm 68:4, that has no relevance. You fool. You fool. There's one thing about the Hebrew language. It has never had a J, nor has the Greek language, nor has the Latin language. There's no J. And in that original 1611 I have, you will see they use I. And when they say that name Jesus was coming, that was not the name Jesus in Hebrew. It was Ayosha. Ayosha. We spell Ayosha. 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 It was a very common name like Joshua. Ayosha. It's not Joshua. Ayosha. There's no Y in Hebrew. And so what you're always trying to do is really study to show myself approved as a worker, as a laborer. Be not to be ashamed. We will study every kind of sin. The folks go to the store and they would take 5 hours or 6 hours to buy a frock and a pair of pants. And they would spend hours doing stuff like that. Ah, Father, save my soul. Sister would go out all day and to take 4 or 5 hours just to buy a pair of shoes. And they will not spend 2 hours with Yahweh. Won't spend 2 hours. Come prayer time. They don't want to do that. Most folks don't want to do that. It ought to be a joy just to come into the house. If it's not for 5 minutes, just come and bow. I say, bless you, Father. You ought to be delighted to do that. This is a dying world. There's no time for Yahweh. They got time for football games. They're going to fill the stadiums today. They're going to put us to shame. They're going to praise their icons and their gods. They're going to lift them up. And those young men will be exuded with supernatural power. They'll break each other's legs. And parents will take their sons and daughters to that to glorify that. Grueling, gladiator sport. They'll open them up to the powers of darkness. This is a generation. I'll never forget what Evangel Hartsfield said to me. He said, Brother Roberts, it is one that their children are seeds of the anti-Messiah. They're destined for hell. That's the truth. He wasn't lying about that. That's why you parents, you got to pray. And lay the anointing all on your children. No, it's not me to say, whoa, it's what scripture says. It ain't what I says. And there must be a time that scripture must be fulfilled.
So you better lay hands in awe and bring him up in the fear of Yahweh. Teach him his truth. That's what you better do. That's what you better do. So this generation is given over to darkness. This generation that is perverted, is polluted, is vile, is wicked. They're not even God because they don't know right from wrong. At least your God knows right from wrong. You know the difference between good and evil. I'll read a few scriptures quickly. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3. Paul says, 2 Corinthians 4, 3. He said, for if our truth or this anointing, this gospel be hid, it is hid from them that are lost. He hides his name from those that are lost, I'm telling you. He said, hid from them that are lost. And whom he says, what? The who? The what? The God of this world hath what? Blinded the minds of them which what believe not. Lest the light of the glorious truth of Messiah, who is the image of Yahweh, should shine unto them. I'm like Paul, for we preach not ourselves, but Messiah, Yahshua the Master, and ourselves your servants of Yahshua's sake, for the sake of Yahshua. Now, what am I preaching? I'm not preaching myself. I'm not extolling me like some great man of great knowledge and understanding. I preach Messiah. He is our hope. That's what I preach. He says, for Yahweh have commanded the light to shine out of darkness, have shined in our hearts, to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of Yahweh and the face of Yahshua Messiah. And that's what he came to do. To give the light of the glory of Yahweh. It says in that text, to give the light of the glory of God. But he came to give the light of the glory of Yahweh. That's what he came to do. And that light should shine in our face because we know him. We should have the light of that expression in us. That's what we should have. And so this truth is hidden to him from those that whom the God of this earth, and that's what he called, does it not call him, is Yahweh the God of this earth? It calls Satan the God of this earth. He has blinded their eye. He has blinded their mind. He has literally blinded their mind. Their mind. It's the difference between the person with the eyes that are blinded, but their minds are blinded. They can't hear. He did not say he that can see, hear what the Spirit says. He that hath ear. He has blinded their mind, saints, and they're blind, God's meeting the blind. And they both fall into the ditch. The blind. He's blinded their mind. At least they should believe the glorious gospel of Messiah. The light of Yahweh. He's the glory of Yahweh. And then when you believe this glorious truth, you will see that he came to bring forth glory unto the Father's name. And to make the Father known by name. That's what he came to do. We've been calling him God all these years, Lord. That's all we've ever used. You know the expression. He's Yahweh. And his son is Messiah. He's his anointed. He's his anointed. That's why the son was made. The word was made flesh. The word was made flesh. The word was made flesh. He did not call it robbery to be equal. That's what he said, to be equal with Yahweh. And he was. For he was the Father made known by his spoken truth. He made himself known unto us. And so if this truth is hid, it's because Satan has blinded your mind. Oh, folks, see, that's all they do is see. That's what they do. They look and see. They can tell you more about what they see. They can't hear nothing. Oh, you see him do that. You see her do that. Did you see how she responded? You see that. And yet they don't hear one thing at all. They don't hear one thing at all. They do more seeing but no hearing. He said that the God of this earth, that's what he said, the God now. You tell me he's equal with Yahweh? He made him. He made him. He said the God of this earth has blinded their mind. And this is a generation their minds are blinded. They're blinded because of darkness and because of sin. They cannot see the glorious light of Yahweh that shone forth in the face of Messiah. Because their minds are blinded. They can't see this glory that Messiah brought to reveal the Father and to make known who he is. He wants them to. He wants to be made known, saints. In his name, he wants it to be made known. He wants that. We taught our children that. It's just been committed unto them for memorization. Not because of love for it. I learned these commandments as a boy. We learned that for Sunday school.
We learned that for Easter. We learned our scripture for our Easter verses, didn't we? And yet we were not committed because it had no bearing at all in our lives. Dietrich says, I ask a lot of questions because I want to know. And I find some of them, well, you're not questioning this, what was that thing he called? What was that? This Dietrich Bonhoeffer. Your confirmation. You're not questioning your confirmation. Yeah, that's what he would question, his confirmation. He said, what does the scripture say that Jesus says to love your enemies? Love your neighbor. Well, he was speaking, old preacher said, what did he say that? He was saying that he was speaking of an intuitive. He was speaking of what? An idea. No, he was speaking the truth. It takes strength to do that, and it takes only Yahweh's strength. You can't do it unless you have this strength. I've been showing you what sin does to man's heart, and how it corrupts his inward parts. That's what sin does. It corrupts a man. It destroys a man's soul. Where there's no love for Yahweh, they become void, vain, void of truth. They begin to seek sensual things and natural things. And Yahweh said, you can't do that. And that's the truth. I'm not angry at anyone. Nah. 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 I wouldn't spend my day being angry like that. Being bitter. I got too much to do. Too many things to do around here. I'm not worried about what's out there. I'm worried about what's in here. Believe me, I spend my time thinking about you. Say, that's the truth. I'm not worried about what's out there. I don't care what's out there. That's the truth, Father. You know all things. I am Yahweh, he says, and that is my name. And my glory will I not give to another. Neither my praises to any graven images. That is his name. I am Yahweh. It is not I am the Lord God. I am Yahweh. That is my name. I am a preacher. That is my name. No, that is a title that I hold. I am Yahweh. That is my name. That is his name. And he has a name. And I went back down on that for if my mother rose out of the grave and walked in this place today, which it ain't going to happen. Of course, she ain't going to allow to do that. She ain't getting up one more time, and that's judgment. Whether it's the great white throne judgment or the judgment of judgment of the saints to receive their rewards. She getting up again. No more Evangelist Horn getting up out of there. Brother Fred, Brother John, they're getting up one more time. That's going to be a shout. And all the graves are going to open up. And the dead and Messiah are going to rise first. But what about them? Well, it's one thing that Yahweh knows. He prepares the people for the last onslaught. He prepared those apostles for great brutality. They died for the sake of his name. They were killed. They were crucified. And the very one that killed and crucified many, he died for that name. For he despised anyone using that name. They were filthy Gentiles. And that's what these Jews have done. Even in the Masoretic text, they would come to the word Yahweh. They would say Adonai. And they're just taking that out of their jargon. And they despise it today. If they hear Gentiles, they call Gentiles, use that name. They don't use it. And so what they did, they took that V out of salvation. And it's true, they took the V out of salvation. And then they say Yahweh or Yeshua. It's not Yahweh. It's not Yeshua. YHW is Yahweh. It's Yah. Praise him by his name. Yah. It could not have been J-A-H. It was Y-A-H. He has a name. Yah has a name. He has a name. He has a name. As I said to you in the midst of that original, that is an original King James text I have. Bar none is a copy. In the midst of that, they got the 12 tribes of Israel, and they got the 12 apostles. And in the midst of that, they got this name, Yahweh, printed. They knew his name. Sister Catherine's mother said, they've always known that name. They know it. I can show you document after document. All these organizations, Pentecostals and Catholics, they will say, yeah, we know that's his name, but it's insignificant. How can that be? They say that. They know it. These scholarly men. They're men that have searched it out for years. There are hundreds of books you can buy. I don't have time for that. I believe what the scripture says. The scripture says in 1 Kings. I want you to move quickly with this. 1 Kings chapter 11, verse 33. And then 2 Kings chapter 1. 1 Kings 11. I want to read this quickly. 1 Kings 11:33, because that they have forsaken me, I have worshipped Ashtaroth. Look at what Ashtaroth was, the goddess of the Zidonians.
Chemosh, the god of the Moabites, Milcom, the god of the children of Ammon. You see all these gods by name? He named every last one of these gods. Now let it be that he's a god too. Now what is his name then? All right? I accept that. I acknowledge that he is God. What is his name? If all these gods have names, Ashtaroth, Chemosh, Milcom, the gods, children of Ammon, he said, and have not walked in my ways to do that which is right in my eyes and kept my statutes and judgment as did their fathers. Now, if he is a God like them, what is his name? Be it that he is a God just like the gods of the Ashtaroth, the gods of the Zidonians, the gods of the Moabites, then what is his name? What is the God of Israel? What is his name? He is a God just like them. We classify him as a God just like the gods of the Moabites, the Zidonians. What is his name? Tell me what name here you can take in vain. What name you can say is worthless. Tell me. Tell me. He has a name just like the gods of the Zidonians. His name is Yahweh. That's his name. He has a name. And he wants his name to be put up in lights. Like they put their gods. He wants his name to be known. Never but a fool would despise that. A fool. I say it. A fool. They were fools, every last one of them. Despise truth. They despise truth. Righteous man, he loves truth. You reprove a white righteous man, he become wise. You reprove a wise man, he gets wiser. These folks was wise, and by preaching a false doctrine, they will become wiser. They became wiser. It says in 2 Kings chapter 1, verse 1, verse 2 and 3. Let me move quickly. 2 Kings chapter 1, verse 2, chapter 1, verse 2. And Ahaziah fell down through the lattice in the upper chambers that was in Samaria, and he was sick. And he sent messengers and said unto them, go inquire of me, Beelzebub. He said, the God of Ekron. That's what he said. He was sick. He knew the God that healed. He was the God of Ekron. That's not what he says. He said, go inquire of who? Beelzebub, the God of Ekron, which I shall recover of this disease. Is that not what Scripture says? Now, if he knew what God to inquire of, this pantheist of God in Ekron, then what is Yahweh's name? You tell me every God is extolled except him? We're nutty. It takes a simple mind to understand that. It takes a scholarly mind. Tell me. But the angel of Yahweh said unto Elijah the Tishbite, arise and go, he says, and meet the messenger. He said, you go and you meet that messenger. He said, go and meet the messenger of the king of Samaria. He was a king. And said to him, is it not because there is not a God in Israel that ye go to inquire of Beelzebub, the God of Ekron? Now therefore thus saith Yahweh, thou shalt not come down from that bed of which thou hast gone up, but shalt surely die. And Elijah departed. Now which God gave him life? Huh? Which God? Was he just the Lord? And yet the God that healed, he called his name? And yet this God that sent Elijah the Tishbite, he had no name. He was just known as Lord God, but the God of Ekron, he had a name. Then what is the God of the one that told Elijah to go? And why would the king receive that? The king could have cut his head off. Because he knew this God that Elijah had talked about. You see the mighty power of this God. Now why did the king of Samaria, Ahab, son, why did he send for one that could heal him? Go pray to that God. They called him by name, showed him honor. Why not your way? We're foolish in our stupidity. That's why you say my people are sottish. They're stupefied and they're ignorant. They're so ignorant, we're stupid. Now that's what Scripture says. You take it up with your way. Don't take it up with me. Take it up with him. Because if you argue with me, you argue with him. If you don't argue with me, you take it up with him. Go to him and ask him why he do that. I'm not going to finish this today, but I'm going to finish it next week. Paul says in the book of Acts, Acts the 14th chapter. I'm giving you a little old and a little new too. Show you what scripture says. The scripture says in Acts 14 verse 8, it was an important man of Lystra when he was healed. It says, and there sat a certain man, Acts 14 verse 8, and there sat a certain man, Lystra, important in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never had walked. The same heard Paul speak, who steadfast beholding him and perceiving that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, stand upright on thy feet. And he leaped and he walked. And when the people saw what Paul had done, look what they did now. That's why I tell you God's amazed. They lifted up their voices and in the speech of the Lyconians. What did they speak in? The Lyconians. They didn't speak in Hebrew. How Yahweh points these things out. That's when our ignorance and we reject it. They spoke in a voice. They said, the gods are come down to us in the likeness of men. Is that not what it says? Did it say, a god of the gods? The gods have come down in the likeness of men. And they call Barnabas who? Jupiter. And they call Paul Mercurius. And they call, because he was the chief speaker. And the priest of Jupiter, which was before the city, brought oxen and garlands unto the gates and would have done sacrifice with the people. Which when the apostle Barnabas and Paul heard, they rent their clothes and they ran in among them, crying out and saying, sirs, they call them masters. Why do ye these things? We are also as men as lack passion with you and preach unto you that ye should turn from these vanities unto the living God. There's only one living God. I use that expression for your mindset. There's only one living Yahweh. He said, which made heaven and earth and the sea and all things that are therein, who in time past has he done with us, suffered all nations to walk in their own ways. He has done that. He has suffered it. He has suffered white folks to walk one way, black folks to walk one way, Jewish folks to walk. He has in time past suffered all those. But now he ain't doing that. No, sir, he ain't doing that. No, he's not doing that. He's not doing that. Nevertheless, he left not himself without witness, and that he did good and gave us rain from heaven and fruitful season, filling our hearts with food and gladness. And with these saying, scarcely retained they the people that they had done sacrifice unto them. They read the sacrifice. They had called them gods. They said, these are gods. And they were ready to sacrifice oxen and garlands, and they were ready to pour the blood out. And Paul and Barnabas ran and said, you can't do that. You always the one. He made heaven. He made that goat. He made that garland. He's just given us a sacrifice that this garlic will not do. These goats won't do. It's in the blood of Messiah. He said, don't do this crazy thing. He said, if you do this, then woe unto us. Woe unto us. You always stop them. He had no intention for them to do that. There's something I want to read. I print these scriptures out because it's easy to get to them. The scripture says in Matthew 27, you tell me Yahweh doesn't deal with by names. He must be known by his name. He deals with by name. The scripture says in Matthew 27 verse 29, listen to this. Matthew 27 verse 29. And when they had planted a crown of thorns, they put it upon Messiah's head. And a reed in his right hand, that's what they did. And they bowed the knees before him and mocked him, saying, hail, King of the Jews. And they spit upon him and took the reed and they smote him on the head. That's what they did. And after they had mocked him, they took the robe off of him and they put his own raiment on him. And they led him away to crucify him. Now listen to this in verse 32. And as they came out they found a man of Cyrene. What it says? Simon by name, him they compelled to bear the cross, to bear his cross. By name now. By name. If my people who are called by my name would humble themselves. If Simon the Cyrene had a name, he was known by name. Then what is God's name? I use that for your expedience. What is his name? Tell me. And yet there was a man there from Messiah. He was known by name. He was Simon of Cyrene by name. Simon.
Simon. I don't believe Yahweh put these things in here just for them to be omitted. The scripture says in Mark chapter 5. I'll show you another answer. Mark chapter 5 verse 21. Mark 5:21, and when Joshua had passed over again by ship unto the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. And behold, there came one of the rulers, and listen now, of a synagogue, Jairus, that was his, by what? By name. And when he saw him, he fell to his feet. And he besought him greatly, and said, my little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come, and lay thy hand on her, that she may be healed, and that she may live. And Joshua went with him, and much people followed him, and thronged him. He knew Jairus by name. That was his name, by name. He knew his sheep by name. And we that are his sheep will know him by name. The scriptures are significant, and what they imply, and what they tell us. When the saints of Yahweh truly get the knowledge of the truth, when they know it, then they will be free. We are not a free people. We got knowledge, we understand a lot of things. In this little room right here, the mindset that what we understand is beyond your own imagination. And yet we get to the knowledge of what he speaks and what he says, that we are free. We are free to walk in the Spirit, for they that are led by the Spirit are the then and they the sons of Yahweh. He wants us free, saints. He was known by Jairus by name, Simon the Cyrene by name. That was their names, and they were known that way, saints. No other way, that's their names. By name. The scripture says in Exodus chapter 2, chapter 6, I'm sorry, verse 2. Elohim spoke unto Moses and said unto him, I am Yahweh. I want to see how that reads in this text. Exodus chapter 6, verse 2. And God spoke unto Moses. Exodus 6:2, and God spake unto Moses and said unto him, I am the Lord. God spoke to him and said, I am the Lord. Well, if he's God, then you will know he's Lord. Amen. No, he said, I am Yahweh. Amen. This is what he says. Verse 3, and I appeared unto Abraham and Isaac and Jacob by my name of El Almighty, and by my name, Yahweh, was I not known to them. And ye shall swear by my name, he says, and by my name, I was not even known by my name now. He shall present myself as the mighty one unto them. He said, but by my name, I wasn't known unto them, by my name. Well, what is his name? By his name. Tell me the name that he was known. What is his name then? That's what it says. And I appeared unto Abraham, and unto Isaac, and unto Jacob, by the name of God. By the name of God. Almighty. But by my name, Jehovah, was I not known unto them. That is false there. But by my name, see, that's where they put Jehovah right there. But by my name, Yahweh, was I not known unto them, see. That's what he says. He has a name change. It hasn't changed from no English name, from a Hebrew name to an English name. It's Yahweh. It's going to stay that way throughout eternity too. And that's the truth. Let me read a few more verses before I close. We ought not to get weary in well doing. Keep our minds set on him. Jeremiah chapter 7 verse 8. That's what he says unto the house as he speaks to us today. Father, if I'm not sincere in my effort, my walk, remove me, I pray in Yahshua's name. I believe that. I want to be real in everything I do, Father. It says in chapter 7, verse 8, Jeremiah, behold, ye trust in lying words that cannot profit. That's what we'll trust in, lying words. Hasn't profited us anything at all. He said, will ye steal, murder, and commit adultery? And swear falsely, and burn incense unto Baal, and walk after other now, not just one, but other gods, whom ye know not. And come and stand before me in this house, which is called by my name. Well, what name is the house called by? Come on, saints. What name is the house called by? He said, you come before me, you steal, you lie, you come in my house and stand before which is called by my name and say, we are delivered to do all these abominations. You come and say, we can do what we want to. We can do just what we want to. He said, you're a perverted liar. That's what man is saying today. He said, is this house now, look at him again, which is called by my name, become a den of robbers in your eyes? He said, behold, I have seen it, saith your way. But go ye now unto the place which was at Shiloh. He said, I want you to go now. For I set my name. What name did he set at the first? What name now? Tell me. We got to, these things must be answered. For I set my name at the first. And see what I did to it for the wickedness of my people Israel. He said, I put my name in them, and then what they did, he said, go and see what I did now. I want you to know who I am. And now because ye have done all these works, saith Yahweh, and I spake unto you, rising up early and speaking, but ye heard not. And I called, but you did not answer me. He says in verse 14, therefore will I do unto this house, which is called by my name, wherein ye trust. It tells us to trust in Yahweh's name. And unto the place which I gave to you and to your fathers, as I had done in Shiloh, he said, and I will cast you out of my sight. I have cast out all your brethren, even the whole seed of Ephraim. You tell me this is the one of the texts we know? He said, I've cast them all. He said, I'm going to cast you out of my sight too. What you've done to my name? That's what he's going to do, saints. He's going to cast them out as an undegenerate seed. We don't believe that. We think that you're always playing because we are gods. Oh, we no good at evil. I do what I want to. That's what the young, nobody tell me what to do. Ain't no preacher. That's what folks, ain't no preacher going to tell me nothing. You're a fool. And I want Yahweh to command me. Give me instruction. I'm looking for a man of vision. I don't care who he is. Black, white, Mexican, makes him different. I pray Yahweh send me a brother with some vision. Please, Yahweh. I don't care who the brother is. I don't care if he's younger than me, makes no difference at all. Send him, Father. I'll be a strength to the man. I will. I will. He won't have no problem with me. I don't have no hang-ups like that. Because I'm secure with who I am. I'm a son of Yahweh. I'm secure with that. So the man won't have no problem with me. He won't have no... I have no handicaps like that. No, he won't have no problems with me. I will bless you, brother. I do want to read these for you before I close. Listen to it. You don't have to turn, but listen to this. It says in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 22. I'm giving you scripture upon scripture, line upon line, here a little and there a little. I'm giving you the balance of Yahweh's truth. It says in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 22 and verse 23. Don't tell me by name or by the name is important. He knows his house by name, and we must know him by name. It says in 1 Samuel, and David left the carriage and the hand of a keeper of the carriage, and he ran into the army, and he came and saluted his brethren. That's what David did. And he talked with them. Behold, there came out of the champion. Is that not what it says, the champion? It tells of his ethic, the Philistine of Gath. Goliath, by what? By name. Goliath, by name. Out of the armies of the Philistine, he spake according to the same word, and David heard them. So he has by name. If Goliath was known by his name, then why is Yahweh not known by his name? It tells you his place. He was a Philistine. He was of the seed of Gath. It gives you all the descriptive superlatives as to whom this man was, but also give by name who he is, too. His name is Goliath, and that's his name. 1 Kings chapter 13, verse 2, listen. And he cried against the altar of the word of Yahweh and said, O altar, O altar, thus saith Yahweh, behold, a child shall be born unto the house of David, Josiah, by name, and upon thee shall he offer the priests and the high places that burnt incense upon thee, and the men's bones shall be burnt upon thee. There should be one name. He should be born. Josiah. By name. By name now. Out of the house of David. Tell you exactly where he's coming from.
Josiah. That's his name. Just like he knew David Roberts, June 6, 1955. Sure he did. He knew exactly who I was.
He knew me by name. It wasn't coincidence that by thing you David said name me that. No, David. By name.
Psalm 54:1, it says, David cries, save me, O Elohim. Psalms 54:1, by thy name. See, save me by thy name, and judge me by thy strength. Verse 2, hear my prayer, O Yahweh, give ear unto the words of my mouth. For strangers are risen up against me, and oppressors seek after my soul. They have not set Elohim before them. Psalm 6, 8, and 4, you know that one. Sing unto Elohim. Sing praises to his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heaven by his name, Yahweh, and rejoice before him. Jeremiah 44, 26, 27. Therefore hear ye the word of Yahweh. O Judah, that dwell in the land of Egypt. Behold, look what he says. That's wonderful. Jeremiah 44 and 26. He said, I have sworn by my great name, saith Yahweh. What is his great name? What is his great name? That's all I want to know. You know, tell me. He said, I sworn by my great name that my name shall no more be named in the mouth of any man of Judah or in the land of Egypt, saying the sovereign Yahweh live. Behold, I will watch over them for evil and not for good. And all the men of Judah that are in the land of Egypt shall be consumed by the sword and by famine until there be an end in them. That's what Yahweh says. He said they're going to be consumed with the sword. Should there be no remembrance of them at all. And that's what he's going to do in this hour. He's going to cut off this wicked desire and this propensity of man, for they have turned against him. They don't know him by name. They reject his name. And he has a name that is important today, saints. If Asheroth, Milcom have names that are important, and certainly he has a name. If Allah's name is extolled by 1.3 billion Muslims, and they say there are as many, quote, Christians as there are Muslims, and yet the Father's name is never extolled, they call him Allah. That is Allah Akbar. He is the mighty one. He lives. And yet these people, they call themselves sons of Yahweh. We're sons of a religious system, birthed by religious practices. Our mamas didn't know, and our daddies, and so they didn't know, and they just led us on. Just like Israel, they didn't know. Their forefathers shunned that name. They denied it, and they grew up walking in paganism, pantheism, serving all kinds of gods and all kinds of extremes. Now, the Father doesn't want that in this hour. He wants us to serve him. I'm telling you, saints, you all better begin to get that sober experience on your face. It's time to be sober, not to be drunken. It's not time to sleep in this hour. It's time to be sober and vigilant about your Father's business. We better be able to call sin, sin. I'm going to call sin, sin. I'm going to call the wicked, wicked. And if I'm a wicked man, I say to all of you all, flee. Flee. I'm honest. Flee. Don't touch me. Flee. I will shame myself. Flee. I'm a wicked man. I'm a false brother. Flee. Don't worry about no trinkets of trash. If your God liveth, he can supply food in the wilderness. It's a generation that call evil good and good evil. An abomination unto Yahweh. That's what they are. See, this wicked world will not deal with their sins. These religious whorehouses won't deal with their sins. They won't tell them they're going to hell. That these wicked women preachers won't tell them they're going to hell because they're going to hell. A woman that calls herself a head, she's in trouble. Apostle, Ozella, Anderson, Bishop, Mother, Smith, Pastor, Mother, Robert, lies. Pastor, Marlon, Cool. Lies. Lies. And it wouldn't sit under anything like that after hearing Yahweh speak. Woe unto them. Tempe. Tempe. Satan knows. Well, he's raising up these women today. They got whorehouses.
They got buildings bigger than men. That thing out there in Missouri, that Joyce Meyer says, she don't let men preach in her place. Because they're not going to come in there. That's what that Jezebel says. And these are the women that the ghouls and the T.D. Jakes have stolen. Pastor Marlin, she's a liar. That Jezebel is not a pastor. He gave gifts unto men. He never gave a woman that gift. He gave gifts unto men. He let your sons and daughter prophesy. They should prophesy. They should speak in tongues. That should be interpretations of tongue. He didn't give them the power. He didn't give your daughter the power to preach. He gave them the power to prophesy, to speak in unknown tongues, to sing, to take the timbrels and go out and dance. Yeah, you young girl, that's what you want to do. Not what you will feel like singing. You ought to want to go sing before Yahweh. That's foolish. Now, he doesn't give a woman that kind of power. No, he doesn't. He gives it to a man. Gives it to a man. He made man the head. Yahweh is the head of Messiah. And Messiah is the head of every man. Man is the head of every woman. Period. If he's a man now. Not a boy. Not a pervert. See, a man has the spirit of Yahweh in him. And a woman only has the spirit of Yahweh. And he made man. And he breathed into him and he became a living soul. And he took woman from man. These Jezebels are there, not women. I say it again. It's a sad thing because if you look at what we call the black folks and their homes, 75% of the homes, there's no husband there. Divorce. Almost 80%. In a divorce, 76% or better. In a divorce. 25% of the population, the 30 million folks, no daddies. Somewhere something is wrong. Somewhere we've missed something. Some of that people have missed something. Some of that twisted and they're thinking. Some of them are corrupt. It's a perverted people. It's a rebellious house. They don't want to hear what Yahweh says. They don't want nobody to instruct them. Some of the young folks don't want that. You can't tell them nothing today. Even the ones that are 3 and 4 and 5 years old, you can't. They're going to tell you. I'm not here. I don't care if I'm not your friend. I'm not trying to be T.R.'s friend. I'm going to be a leader. If I'm going to leave, I'll do right by her. I'm not going to make myself friendly with her. I don't tend to be friendly with her. I tend to be stern and firm. I don't tend to be Calvin's friend. Don't want to be his friend. No more than Latasha. I don't want to be a friend. I'm going to be a leader, a pastor, a brother. Glory. That's what I'm going to be. I'm going to be a papa. Treat them spiritual birth. And so I will say things I don't care if they don't like it. It makes no difference at all. I'm not trying to say things to please the flesh. I'm not trying to say things to please your flesh. I don't care about that. May Yahweh bless you. Let us stand to our feet. Stay faithful. Bless you for all things, Yahweh. I love you today, I thank you. In Yahshua's name. Bless your people. Bless the word today. Give them all strength. Go with them. Take them all down the road safely. We bless you for all things. Bless the saints. Give them rest today on the Shabbat. As we rest in Messiah's name, I pray. Bless you all.